Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, I want to welcome Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau here in Central Virginia back on the air because you can imagine whenever there are bad things that are happening, bad people take advantage of those opportunities. It's Barry, it's weird. While I was on the air yesterday, I got a message from really one of the oldest family friends that I have had. I mean, since I was a little kid, I knew this guy. And the Facebook message said, hey, I accidentally unfriended you. Will you refriend me? And I didn't check. So I did. And it turns out it was a clone account. And the next part of the conversation was all about me clicking on a link to apply for some sort of business loan. And I quickly realized I'm about to get trapped in a scam here. Fortunately, I blocked them. But very clearly, this was not our family friend. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, you're right. That stuff is going on. You know, criminals never take a day off, especially when there's a good crisis going on. Mm-hmm. They just redouble and triple their efforts. And I think what you're seeing around, you know, not just the U.S., but certainly through Canada as well, is you're getting a lot of new and inventive ways by criminal elements to try to rip you off, steal your private information, get into your bank account, or have you send money that you'll never see any results from. So it's really stepped up its pace. I'm just so sorry to have to say that. But people need to be incredibly aware right now that there are a lot of good people that are willing to help and want to help, but there are some bad apples in that barrel, and they are more than willing to also take from you and give nothing back.
So what do you do to protect yourself? I mean, I was smart enough to think, hey, this guy's not responding to me the way my friend normally would respond, and then I saw that it was a cloned account and blocked him. But what are the general rules you would offer for our audience to avoid getting trapped?
Well, first off, it's the situation has been going on for a long time in the world of scams. Technology has really picked the pace up. But you go back to the basics. If you look at your phone, you don't recognize the number, don't pick it up, and don't play with the thing and try to pay them back. That just connects and tells the next level of criminal that there's a answering person on the other end, and instead you double or triple your robocalls and your nuisance calls. So just don't pick it up. But if you do by mistake and you recognize quickly, just hang up, let it go, and you know. So you've just got to be smart with your phone. We see a lot of scams picking up, John, the last few days, really, certainly over the last week. That has to do with the SBA loans. Most of those scams are coming through your text messaging. So here's what happens. You're a small business. I mean, there's 30 million small businesses in the U.S. alone. So chances are they're going to nail somebody on random text calls. So you pick up this thing, and it says, if you want to get in the front of the line and reserve your space for your small business loan, I can help you. And they're trying to act in a text like they're a buyer agent if you want to buy a house. They're representing you, sort of thing. So there's a fee involved. Send your $100 to this number. Use your credit card. Or they say, We'll send you a short form to fill out. And, of course, if you click on that and activate it and the form comes, it's your private information they want. You fall into that, and sadly, we're getting reports all across America, including in this general region, that people are responding to that, small businesses, managers or owners, and they're saying, oh, my God, I've got to get in front of this line. There's millions going to want these loans, yada, yada. And they get caught up in rip-offs, and some of that will hurt them for months and years to come. So if you see a text, you don't recognize who it is, no matter how wonderful they make it sound, whether it's an IRS, an SSN, or somebody telling you to get in front of the small business loan line, ignore it. It's a scam. It's a ripoff. Don't activate and don't engage.
In our last minute, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about daycare centers and the checklist that people should go through before they drop their kids off if they've got to go back to work. What's on your list these days?
Well, you know, I want to say something in general about the daycare and the pre-K programs. Mm-hmm. You know, basically your infants through 4 years old, 5 years old even. These are mostly mom and pops, John. They're small businesses. Some of them are located in people's homes. They have proper licensing. But, you know, they work on a very thin margin. They have professional teachers. And some of the small daycares specialize in special needs children. Those require a special licensing, special training. If one or two out of, say, 15 that particular house or 12 watch, if one or two are gone, then that business is in the red. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this because, you know, you can't have 10 or 12 kids in a room now either.
Yeah, right.
I mean, those things are gone, so finding a daycare is tough right now, and some of the daycare programs have to continue to bill. Now, that's what's got people aggravated in the complaints that we're getting at the Better Business Bureau is, look, my kids aren't even in this program now, and I'm still getting, you know, $300 a month bills or whatever. What is this about? The best thing to do is, again, if they close, once this is over and you've got to go back to those daycares, you know, it could really be a problem, frankly, because they will have lost their specialist and so forth. So the best thing to do is call the daycare center itself. These are folks just like you and me, John, and talk to them and just say, look, we're in hard times too over here. We really understand what's going on in the daycare. I know that you have to bill us, but can we just negotiate this or maybe put off this payments a little bit, add them later? We love your services. We want to stick with you. We know this thing is going to turn a corner soon. We're going to need your full time again. And see if you can work that out with the daycare center. Remember, these are just common folks like you and me.
And
they're willing to work with you. So have a big heart, even if you are still getting the bills, because they're running on a thin margin, if not already in the red.
Well, that's important to keep that in perspective. I think there are a lot of people who are just hoping they can get to the other side of this, whether that's in 30 days or hopefully not much longer than that. Barry Moore is with the Better Business Bureau of Virginia, and I appreciate the fact you've come on a couple of times. I'm sure as we get more scams our way, we'll be calling on you to flag those. Thanks, Barry.
Happy to help anytime, John. We'll get through this. Everybody, take a deep breath. We'll come out on the other end, champions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.